And what about a man who who's made up his mind about something, whether it's right or wrong, and there's nothing in the world can make him change his mind? You say he's mighty.
Well, I think he's got a high mind or something, because if you see something wrong and you just go on doing it or turn, you just control your high mind.
Maybe stubborn?
Stubborn high mind and then about the same, I think.
You ever heard a person called mule-headed or something like that? Well, what about a person that you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty.
Gotcha.
Or what about, let's say somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might tell him, well, now just keep
cool. Mm-hmm.
Maybe keep calm or something like that. Or what about if you've been working all day pretty hard, you say you're very
tired.
If you're very, very tired, you say you're all
beat out.
Okay. Well, what about if you might say that somebody came home from school early, Okay, well, let's just say he wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
So you say you hear that somebody's in hospital, let's say.
Yeah.
You might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he?
Sometime. I know. When did he take sick or something?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Or you might say, let's say you're going somewhere. And you're taking it easy, you know, you're not in a hurry. You say, oh, we'll get there.
We'll get there and finish out.
You ever hear people say, oh, we'll get there by and by.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Sure.
Or what about if a person got overheated and chilled at the same time, you know, his nose started running and his eyes were watering, you say he caught a
cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you know,
his tonsils.
So he talked, he might say, I'm a little bit
voice.
Or if I do that, I've got a little
pain in my throat.
And I had to
okay.
Well, what about if somebody has trouble hearing? You say they're stone.
Stone deaf.
And some people get these places on their skin, you know, they're red places and they kind of hurt. You have to mash them like that sometimes. The white stuff will come out.
Yeah, they call that ringworm.
Is that right? Is that the same thing as what some people call a boil?
No, you probably step out of them all right, but they'd be larger than these blackheads. Blackheads, small kind of, you know, like a bar. But a bar, don't you want some more food on?
But
a blackhead is just ordinary bump. Sometimes you see it in the price tag, that's a clue in there. And what says it, I don't know, but a bar. Them things have you so sometimes you can't hardly walk real hard to stand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about
rising as well, boy? Some call them boring, some call them rising. They say. Yeah. Have you ever saw a person with a bone fell on the thing?
What?
A bone fell.
I'm not sure what you said.
A bone fell. That's a thing that the doctor said come from bruising the thing or some kind of way. And it come from that bone and they had to split that thing and get that come out of there and strip it off.
Hmm. That's pretty painful.
No. Mama said by my house. I have a house had one she walked through. And I just had an infection thing and I know what I did. She was pretty. She took her hand and sling and went to the doctor and he lanced that bone full and stripped it bone.
Hmm. Well, what do you call that white stuff that comes out when you mash one of those boils? That's the
coat.
What about